Hello, before you watch this episode of Listen If You Dare, I'm Girl Discusses Topics, and make sure that you watch the second part of I'll Always Protect You before you watch this video, because there's going to be containing lots of spoilers in this episode. But if you've already seen it, I hope you enjoy.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
Oh
wow, I'm so glad that you joined.
Awesome.
I was having so many difficulties.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay, so yes. So when I first started with part two of the whole IAPY thing, I was going to, Hirayoshi wasn't even gonna be a main character.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was actually originally gonna be this guy named Gabe, which was a like an inside joke with me and my friend, because that she created first, and we made a whole joke about like shipping them together and stuff, and he was gonna originally be in, like, the main focus, because, you know, Hirayoshi's dad caused, like, that big explosion because his mom died, and then Gabe, the man made of, like, frosting and stuff, comes out of the explosion.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
If only that did happen.
What?
I said, if only if that did happen.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. And it's funny because it's like this whole, I feel like if you heard of like, it was like a really old thing I used to do was, 2 years ago was a series that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like those two are intertwined because Gabe is actually a character in that, but he was created in IAPY, so it's they're like hooked together somehow. And I try to explain that through one of my music videos I made. Yeah. You're just like, did you have any questions or anything you wanted to say specifically, or?
Not really. I just think the series is really interesting and has a cool story behind it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Did you know Lucifer's character is actually based off of a YouTuber? They go by Keto Music, and they have all these Nightcore versions of songs, and a lot of the characters on the thumbnail look extremely close to Lucifer, and that's kind of what I based his character off of.
Interesting. Yeah. Very lovely.
Yeah, because I used to listen to their music, and I liked the character that was like in the thumbnail, and I was like, I like his character design.
Hey, that character design is nice. It's mine now.
Yeah. That's, like basically my whole mindset, too. And one of the songs that they did was, it was Infected by Sick Ick. Mm-hmm. And it was talking about how the guy was talking about how he has a disease, which kind of sounds like Corona. But
Corona?
And the guy on the front, on the thumbnail, had a mask. A black mask, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so inspirational. And so yeah,
Corona.
What else did I want to talk about? I looked up the if you translate Hirayoshi's name, his name in Japanese actually means flat city. It does. I don't, that has nothing to do with what it act like, why I named him that. It has nothing to do with that, but
You just thought the name was interesting,
yeah, didn't you? Yeah, I did. I like weird names, okay? Like, whenever I see someone in, like, in school, and they have, like, this weird spelling name, or it's, like, a completely, like, cliche name that people, name their kids often, but it's, like, spelled in an odd way, I like it.
My friend had an OC, and the English transition was garbage. So she changed it. It was very funny.
Oh, that's sad. What was her name?
I forgot. Oh. It happened a while ago.
Oh, that's... Oh, my... I feel bad for her. She must have got bullied a lot, too. But, yeah. Oh, also, I was going to have... Gail, the blue-haired chick.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna have her have a backstory too, and I was gonna have it about like she has a debt, like she's rich as heck, but her dad abuses her or something.
Very edgy.
What?
We love them traumatizing backstories, man.
We do. We
I said we love them traumatizing backstories.
I love it when I'm one of those people that loves it when the creator makes you hate a character at first, and then you learn their backstory, and then you fall in love with them.
Yeah.
That's me. I want to be that creator. That's basically what I try to do with my characters. I make you hate them, and then I make you fall in love with them.
Make you despise Mary them, and Senpai. Then you're like, oh wait, no, I feel bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, yes, Rain to me is Senpai. I feel like I should make a whole gacha character based on, on that.
Yeah. Just make him a
total right.
bully, and then you're like, oh, wait, no.
You do?
We all have OCs like that.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Okay, so, basically, he was a total a-hole. So, like, he was, like, the definition of garbage, but it was like, you know what, I'm gonna just sprinkle a little bit of trauma, some PTSD in there, boom, everyone loves him now.
The character's traumatizing in order for you to love them. I feel like there could be another way, but
exactly,
making them have a traumatizing backstory, I feel like, is the quickest way to go.
Yeah, so you know what, character development,
exactly.
Get that trauma. Character development. Never heard of her.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna talk about in the last episode of this podcast, but I didn't want to talk about it because it was the second episode. So I was like, ooh, I can't talk about that. But what part of the reason why Lukira like killed herself, kind of. You didn't know about that?
Ooh.
Okay, so part of the reason why she kind of did that was because Keith kind of like rejected her. Yeah. Like
rejected, man.
Like
rejection
the whole kissing
scene
in episode 2. Oh yeah.
Sweet home Alabama,
yes.
Man.
Oh, my mom, she was so confused when I said Sweet Home Alabama, because it's an actual movie, and she said, no, that has nothing to do with the movie. I was like, Mom, you don't understand.
You don't understand. Our generation is crazy.
Oh, also, I wanted to ship Gail and Hirayoshi, too, because they're really close friends, or like their characters are. I wanted to ship them, too.
Yeah.
But no one else agreed with my ship.
One day I was just scrolling through the comments of episode 2 of IAPY, and I was just dying because they're all like, all of them were
so
along the
lines
of Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yes. And then I also, we, me and my friend also had this inside joke about her eating Gabe or whatever. She was like, ooh, I'm gonna eat his body, I'm gonna eat his hair. She's like, it's probably made out of frosting, his body's been
consumed.
Yeah. But I stopped making because it went in a completely different direction than I wanted to. Because the whole explosion thing. And then it started. And then episode 3 is going to start with them explaining who did the explosion. And Hirayoshi is going to be sad because his dad was going to go to jail. Yeah, yes, yes, those sounds.
Wee woo woo.
And the nurse had a complete character change. Like, everything about her was changed. But she was told as the exact same person. Yeah. Very, very lovely.
Very nice. Very lovely.
And Hirayoshi's dad, unfortunately, never gets his wife back.
Hat loser.
Why? Mean. It is like, hat loser. Oh, you don't...
You don't deserve her anyway. She was way out of your league.
Wait, so you liked her, but you didn't like him? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't blame Hirayoshi either for him being really mad at his dad for trying to bring back the dead, because it is pretty dangerous. I mean, what if she came back as a zombie or something?
She's out of it. She comes back out. As a zombie, just to kill everyone. And that's how
that's probably going to happen in real life. She eats Gabe. Or turns him into a zombie. Because,
And then they start a cult.
Yeah. Because there was this thing for a while that my friend, she actually said that he was hot too. So I was like, ooh, what's she? And she was the one who made the characters. It was perfect. And, there were scene where before Hirayoshi, he doesn't remember this because he's in the hospital, but before he went in the hospital, Gabe, came, like, behind him like a ghost. He was like, and Hiroy was like, who are you? And Gabe's like, I'm your brother. But you
I am your father.
I never thought about it that way, but yes. And he's like, but wait, how are you my brother? You smell like frosting. Like, I want to eat you. Cannibalism. You can't eat me.
That would have been beautiful to witness.
But now Gacha Club is out now, and I'm making a whole different series.
Yeah. I don't have the motivation to make a series, so I just make crap
videos. You're
pretty
good at them, too. Yes, yes.
I make them mostly out of boredom.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so
Go ahead.
One of my videos I made, my second recent music video I made, got 10 views. The one that I posted yesterday has 84, and I was like, is it because of Gacha Club? Like, my last video was so much better than the other one, because, like, I stopped halfway, and plus, I didn't. I had motivation,
that's good.
Once.
I feel like if you have motivation, then and the video quality is a lot better.
Yeah. Okay, continue what we were saying. Intensely clears throat.
But yes, subscribe to Yidis Kalidis. Ever did you change the...
Yeah, I changed my channel name.
What
like
is it called now?
3 days ago. Alex Kuhn.
Yes, so please subscribe to Alex Kuhn and my channel as well, Lila Bear with an H. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I made a video yesterday. I think everyone got really mad.
Yeah. I saw the comments. I was like, can't right, they understand right? what a joke is?
Oh gosh, they were like, she's a liar and all this stuff. They're just like spamming the chats. Oh my gosh. And another person was like, make the explanation video already. People are so rude about it. Gosh dang.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot more I wanted to say, but I didn't. Yeah. Brain, I mean, I made the whole, I made it the last time I made that episode in like July, I think. Yeah, it was July when I made yeah. that. So a lot of the stuff I was thinking about at the time doesn't come up.
Like you stopped something and then you was like, right, wait, right, I could have right. done this.
But honestly, another joke that was about an IUPUI too, that Margo, the waiter guy, the guy who serves the cupcake that like poisons his wife.
Yeah.
we were saying that he's gay, but he poisoned yeah. the wife. So.
He looks oh gay.
And his name was actually another YouTuber. Gosh, I'll inspiring me. Oh, and people in episode one, people were like, why does the thumbnail look a lot like there was another it's called You Are My Robot or something like that. It's a GLMM. And the thumbnails look almost exactly the same. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I watched that when I got inspiration. So that was a little bit of inspiration as well. But yeah, we were also talking about that he's gay and he poisoned the wife so that he could be with the husband.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Like, ha, she's mine now. Like, oh. Ooh, is that a hot man? Oh, he's mine now. Yoink.
Gosh, my notification. Go ahead.
Like, after she died, after the wife died, he just walks over to the table, like, hey, here's my number. Meet me after my shift is over.
Oh my gosh.
And then just walks away.
Sorry, buddy, but I'm. I don't like guys. Oh no, it would be funny if he was like buyer Pam though. That would be hilarious. He was like, oh, he is kind of hot.
Oh, yeah.
He just ignores the fact that his wife just died. Right, right.
He's like, just forget about her, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, and another thing that was in the comments, people were talking about how Keith just shoves Lucaria in a locker.
Yeah.
He just pushes her in there. Go ahead.
It's like I'm looking at the comments right now, and I just, like, really remember are. How hilarious they are.
Yeah, he just shoves her in a locker, and I think there was another yeah. episode where someone's like, dang, that's a big locker. Yay!
Yeah, I just looked at it. Like, that's a huge locker. Yeah. No one's had
oh
those
gosh.
Lockers.
Oh, and, people kept shipping, Keith and Lucifer, because I had an idea that after oh, yeah. Lucaria dies from, that. You know, drowning, because it was a dare and she was depressed or whatever, mm-hmm. that that Keith comes to Lucifer in the hallway.
Yeah.
No.
Comfort him. Shipping him.
Oh. I kind of knew people were trying to ship it, so I think that's why I made the "Is Keith Gay" video. Gosh, I love that video.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very entertaining, man. Is Keith secretly homo?
You there? Oh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sorry, I cut off.
I'm Wi-Fi's having problems garbage. With it as well.
We love that. Just like,
really?
If
Why?
Keith was gay, that would be like an amazing plot twist. Because everyone loves some homosexual main characters.
I might think about it. Who knows? But I probably won't. Because I got so stressed over making the third part. And mm-hmm. Hirayoshi was never going to be a main character in the first place. So I was like, oh, crap. Because I remember animating the whole scene with the cops coming. Wee-woo-wee-woo. the cops coming. And he's like, so, you told me that you knew who did it. And he's like, yeah, I know who did it. It was my dad, or... yeah. Or he just doesn't say anything because he loves his dad. And he feels bad.
It was my dad, and the dad comes out like, you just ratted me out, you little...
Perfect.
No. And then the video cuts.
No, it'd be perfect, like, what do you call it? Cliffhanger, yes. Okay, can we talk about how bad the animation is? Really?
It's better than what I can do, man. I mean, I'm getting better, but at the same time, I'm garbage at it.
Oh, I think, you have with a few of your memes.
Yeah.
I feel like the nurse,
yes,
the pink-haired one, she represents, I feel like she represents all the skeptical people in the world.
Can just, like, make her act like the nurse from Yandere Simulator.
Oh my gosh, she tries to get with Hiri or something.
Like, total personality switch up.
She's like, your face looks red. I mind if I just lay down here next to you for a few minutes? Totally not trying to sleep with you or anything. Nothing. Yep.
Nothing scandalous going on here, Buster.
Totally not.
Totally not planning on doing something. Wink, wink.
What are you
nudge,
doing
nudge.
With my son? She's like, yeah, that.
FBI, open up, Maine.
Oh my gosh. He's like, what are you doing with my son? She's like, oh my gosh.
You see, what had happened was a bird pushed me here. So. That's what happened.
Oh, that's something else.
A bird.
When we say someone is a bird, it means something else, like something inappropriate. But what happened was that was last year. That was a huge thing. What was that from? Was that from a meme or something? I remember one kid saying it. So,
not sure.
I remember one kid saying it to the math teacher who shall not be named. they were saying it to him. They're like, I forgot the kid's name. But the kid got in trouble with Mr. B, and he's and the kid said, "Well, what had happened was." Oh my gosh!
See, what had happened?
I don't really know what happened after that, but I feel like he got in trouble. Yes, let's just put it that way. I don't even know. Before that, it really wasn't mentioned. And then it was this huge thing that everyone kept saying to each other. It was just this inside joke among the whole school. Ah, yes, the days. What?
The birds work for the bourgeoisie.
What's the... I don't...
The birds work for the bourgeoisie.
They do?
The birds work for the government, man.
Wait, is that why people say a little spies. Birdie told me something?
You didn't know this? Yes. Because the birds secretly work for the FBI. Especially the pigeons. The pigeons are the highest ranks of birds.
No, I'm not trying to be racist. I'm just saying... No, I'm not racist. I'm just saying that, because, I know. Everyone, like, people who work for the government, you picture them in, like, black suits and whatever.
Just black suits with shades.
And black.
Like that one movie that recently came out.
Dang, I keep getting notifications.
Yeah.
People keep trying to talk to me. No, they're not my friends. It's a Discord server.
You have friends? No.
And also comments from that one video that I posted. Oh, wait, did you see that one weird one where it said every time someone sings, the music starts or whatever? Gosh, that was a weird video.
Yeah.
I remember laughing so hard, though. It is lovely.
It's very lovely.
Oh, and another thing about Lucira dying. Yes, that again. another thing about that was I was thinking about Lucifer because she's with her friends and then he comes back from somewhere. I didn't think about where he came back from and he's like, where's the bathroom? Perfect place. He comes back.
The bathroom.
No, she's where's my twin sister? And they're like, we don't give a fuck. And then they're like, last thing we heard is she went in the water, but she didn't come back. Oh, that'd be funny
lies.
If it was lies, though.
I know lies.
He just immediately just starts taking off his clothes and just going in the water. No.
Okay, and then like sexy music plays over it.
Like slow running.
Oh yeah. You know the lifeguard scene in the movie where it's just
water
in slow
and
motion,
sweat
the hair is blowing in the wind while they run.
All the girls looking at him like he's hot or something.
And then Careless Whisper started playing.
When he goes back to school, he was gonna just look like your average, bad boy? Your average bad boy that all those girls
bad boys.
And then girls would constantly go up to him, and he just, like, rejects them one by one, because the only girl he wants is his sister.
Yeah.
No sus. Or
no incest involved.
No shipping. Yeah.
So part of the reason I made them
twins in the first place is because my mom is a twin, and my dad is also a twin.
Yeah.
I think not.
Coincidence?
So they're both twins. Well, my dad has a twin brother. My mom is a twin sister. And of course that me and my brother are not twins, but of course that means that I'm gonna have twins. Yay me. But part of the reason was because my mom actually had a twin sister who died from a car crash when I was two. Yeah, so that was also...
I know.
So that was also part of inspiration for it.
You said, like, when you kill, when you said you wanted, you were going to kill her, like, you know what? She should die.
Oh,
that would be nice.
And, I also wanted to make it voice acted, but yeah.
Yeah,
I did, but I wasn't confident about finding enough male voice actors, because most of the characters are male, and there's, like, two or three females, I think.
Yeah.
Two or three.
If you ever have another series, if it's voice acted, and if there's a rat character, I call dibs on playing it. I want to be a rat. Ratatouille. Recreate Ratatouille and Gacha.
Or just combining Gacha Studio, Gacha Club, and all the Gachas in one. Yes. Because it's Lunamae's last game. I feel like people shouldn't call it GCMV or GCMM because, you know, it's just all gacha. And people might revert back to the old one, so. Or just true. The community will just stop altogether eventually, but, you know, that's just going to be really sad. Dun. So, yeah, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
Quietness. Yeah.
Quietness. Awkwardness.
I should have brought my script with me. Because that has all my original ideas that I didn't get to put in there. But, but yeah, I didn't bring it. I want to go get it real quick, but I can't. I mean, because I don't really know yet how to, edit stuff out, so because I'm using Anchor for this podcast, so if you hear stuff in the background, I gotta figure out how to edit that out or something.
Yeah.
Some of it is
editing is some hard, man.
Some of it's go ahead.
When I was working on my video. I was complaining to my friends on Discord that how hard it is because I am a small child that can't do crap.
But yeah, editing is hard, but it depends on what you're doing. Sometimes it's really easy, but it just takes a lot of time. Yeah. Go ahead.
I can't even imagine how long it takes Rosie to edit the Music Freaks.
She does
probably has
a
team or something, but still, it could still be difficult.
She does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she said that.
So imagine
she
doing all of that by
yourself. Gosh dang. Because, right? She like in the description of her video, she says that she edited all the backgrounds herself. It's like that's difficult. I mean, it's not hard, but it's just a lot of work. On top of that, editing the gacha characters, providing voices, all of that. Without glitches, I mean, dang, she must have some really good internet connection. Yes. But, you
know, the bloopers
most,
for that series.
Most gacha tubers delete that stuff, so you don't really see it anyway.
Yeah.
I actually talked to Rosie a few times, actually. No cap. I saw... Well, I didn't see her, but I talked to her. Of course I didn't see her, because she was in the UK. But I talked to her. Right. But no one would believe
and
that.
And plus quarantine.
Especially people listening to this podcast. But I went and I talked to her on Instagram a few times. She was complaining about... how much work editing is, which, yes, girl, it is a lot of work. It is struggling. Especially certain things. Like, before Gacha Club came out, hair waving took a lot of work. Until I found out an easy way to do it.
Yeah.
And that took a long time to figure out. And it's called Photo Clip.
Yesterday in my video I posted, I was halfway through the video and I accidentally deleted the character I was doing. So I had to look at my screenshot and copy everything so it didn't look like I didn't just do a little switcheroo. So I had to remake the whole character.
Oh gosh, I hate when that happens.
Which made me very frustrated. Especially with my patience.
Oh gosh. Oh, yeah. I've accidentally deleted stuff before. Right. Or sometimes I'll just go in my photos and get it back from the trash. But sometimes I'll already delete it from the trash because sometimes I'll just delete stuff and go to my trash and then delete it without thinking. And that's happened a few times and I got really mad.
Yeah.
I was really mad because I had to remake the whole thing. Or usually, if it's just one scene or just one screenshot, I'll just make that screenshot. But.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm too lazy to redo a certain part of a music video. I just take the same clip and I just copy it. Because, you know, I don't have enough energy to do that. Because the night I did that, the night Gacha came out, I didn't sleep at all.
Wow.
Like, all no sleep. I stayed up all day. Yeah, all night, all day.
Oh my gosh.
I slept like a baby.
And the people in the Philippines got it 4 hours earlier. And I saw their videos of Gacha Club coming out, and it was like 9 a.m. in the morning. And it said, this video has been uploaded 4 hours ago. I was like, So they either uploaded it at 5 a.m. in the morning.
What?
Or they live in the Philippines. Or.
In the Gacha Club server, everyone was saying, oh, it was going to come out at midnight for my time zone. But then it came out like 5 minutes after like 7 people said that.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
Like, 2 days ago.
Yeah, because it came out 1 or 2 days ago. For me, I think it came out yesterday. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. But I miss the walking the walking animations and the moving animations. I wonder if people will just use Gacha Club or they'll go back and forth.
I'm just going back and forth because there's like the walking animations and stuff like that. That's useful because life sucks. And the Gacha Life server, like that place was much more chill than the Gacha Club server.
Right.
Back when, like, the game was still in development, the Gacha Club server, there was, like, so much drama going on and so much arguing, and then the Gacha Life server was just, like, talking about anime and stuff, and I was like, I'm just gonna vibe here for
a
bit.
Some people are really nice, or, I mean, you find some not very nice people, but...
I mean...
Most people are pretty chill.
pretty vibes are good.
Dang, these notifications!
I'm on my laptop, so I don't get spammed with Discord notifications from, like, the 63 roleplay servers I'm in with my friends.
So many notifications. I'm just... so many. It's kind of...
I wake up in the morning, because I wake up around, like, 1 o'clock, because I sleep and stay up late. So, like, I wake up to, like, 60 like 60 plus notifications from one single server. I was like, what?
Oh, I went to sleep before at like 9 or 10 p.m. I usually, the latest I go to sleep at is usually not too long past midnight. Because I don't like to be up too long. But I went to bed one time at like 9 or 10, and my friends were having a group chat, and I just woke up in the morning, and I woke up to 120 texts. I was like, what is this?
My friends don't sleep. Like, sleep doesn't exist to them, so they're up 24/7 just talking about stupid stuff.
Do they sleep during the day?
Exactly. Like,
Vam?
I'm not sure, but I woke up this morning to a conversation between my friends about rainbow gay burritos.
Oh.
Rainbow burritos, like the food. Like rainbow gay burritos.
That would be an amazing YouTube name. Like, I can imagine getting a gold plaque saying,
yes,
rewarded 1 million subscribers to Rainbow Gay Burrito.
Rainbow.
Or like you get Rainbow merch Gay saying with it on it.
Just like Rainbow merch or is Rainbow Gay Burrito. Like,
that's Rainbow, and it just
I would
gay
buy
burrito.
That. Like, me and my friends are crackheads because I was in a Zoom call for one of my favorite creators, and I won a $10 Amazon gift card for winning
what? That's
an
a
earrape
thing?
Competition.
You're pretty good at that earrape.
An earrape. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Earrape is my specialty.
Okay.
I'm not.
Good.
I'm not.
I feel like you're
going to
spring it up on me, though.
I don't have the time for that.
That doesn't make any sense.
I am that person, but I'm not that person.
I'm that person, too.
That's the point.
Like, someone will tell me not to do something, and I'm like, okay, I won't do it. Or I'll either do something else that's still annoying, or I'll just spring it up on them when they're not noticing.
Me and my friends have movie nights on Discord where I broadcast my screen, mm-hmm. and we watch movies. And like sometimes I just like take my phone and I just play Ear Rape and it just freaks them out and it's hilarious.
Like
I like
Wrecking Ball or whatever. Oh,
yeah.
It's like, slinging from the...
I like how we went completely off topic.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I was like, isn't this podcast about something else? But no, you see podcasts happen like this all the time. So I'm not worried.
Yeah. Like, goes from one topic, then talks about death, and then talks about gay burritos.
Welcome to my podcast. We go completely off topic in about 30 minutes. Yeah. My parents are trying to get me to be an actor.
Being an actor sounds nice, mm-hmm. but stressful, man.
Oh my gosh. Do you know, I feel like your director would be calling you up at 12 a.m. saying, or kids that are in theater. Because their director's constantly calling them. They're like, hey, we need you on set in about 2 minutes. And they're like, but I'm 30 minutes from the road. Faster.
Drive faster.
And I'm gonna get the police comes faster. Comes up to you and asks for your ID, just say no and just speed off. I was watching Hamanations the other day, Because it's that guy that says, I'm 19. And no one believes me, believes him, because he sounds like a 10-year-old. And he's, like, as tall as a 10-year-old, so. But apparently he's 19, because he has a driver's license.
I wake up in the morning sometimes to, like, over 200 messages from my partner spamming me TikToks. Just, like, useless, stupid TikToks that they find. And I'm like, why are you doing this?
Oh, I don't... I heard about you having... Sorry, I got triggered for a second. Because I saw a notification that made me triggered. I was like... Calm down. I get really mad. I was saying... I'm good. Right?
Just completely spaces out.
So I heard about people were talking about that you had a new partner. Are you still with the person that, not the person you were with, not the person before, April or whatever, but after that?
Yeah.
Like, are you still with that person? You are?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
She's a good. So she's good. In the Bachelorette, I like her.
Yes. In the Gacha Club Discord server, they made me change my
A-H-H-H-H-H-H-H.
Yeah.
Don't earrate me.
That's
okay?
My specialty.
Don't do that.
I won't.
Wow. I was thinking about making a video that said, okay, this is how I'm an iOS user, but I got Gacha. And I just
and then
pull out my tablet and just go on your Android tablet and pull up Gacha Life. Done.
Done.
Ends video.
Just imagine the comments on that. They would be like, wait, what?
I would be afraid that they would have barely any people watch it at all. Because people always say, make something, and then you make something like... for them, and then it just doesn't get as much views as you would hope it would.
Yeah. So, I'm on a certain side of Twitter. I'm on the gay side of Twitter. And I swear to God, like, everything I see is just filled with stupid, retarded stuff. And it's very questioning.
Yeah, that stuff is questioning.
Especially in my life.
That must be hard for you. Also, it's kind of sad how gay people are misinterpreted in Gacha. Like, they make the guys that are gay, one gay guy looks completely normal, right? The other guy is wearing a skirt and a tank top. And he has pink hair, and somehow he's a cat.
I hate the way Gacha interprets femboys. Like, they're not like that. They don't all wear pink
crop
skirts
tops.
And or hats. Like,
right. They don't all act like anime girls. Maybe they do in anime conventions. But or if you go to a yaoi cafe.
Oh god, no.
Gosh, gotta love those yaoi cafes.
Okay, on a list of things that we talk about that triggers people in Gacha, legit everything.
Go down the list.
Okay, so like the cliches, like I'm so tired of seeing them. Like, bad boy falls in love with the nerd or something like that. Like, it's so annoying to see those. Like, scrolling through my recommended page, I just see videos, list and list of videos, like, Alpha falls in love with Omega and, like, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's annoying.
Yeah, that's, or lots of cliches, but somehow people get a lot of views for it, and people that have original content only get to about 100,000 or about almost, or if you're lucky, you'll get to 200,000. But, like, the ones that are cliches get to, like, 1 million or 2 million. And it's like, how does this even happen?
Yeah. There's probably, like, an exact same story. Well, there is. It goes along the exact same
plot. Another thing that makes me triggered is when they say that they're going to have a twist. Twists trigger me. I don't know why. But they say, oh, this is the cliche, but with a twist. And the twist is always predictable.
Yeah. Bad boy falls in love with a nerd, but the nerd's a other guy, so it's gay. Dun, dun, dun.
No, the nerd? That's a guy? Guess what?
Yeah.
He's actually a girl.
What? Dun, dun, dun. They're actually gender fluid, and you have been fooled.
They have no gender.
They have no gender. Gender, what's that? Never heard of it.
I know it's a thing, though.
My friends call it, my friends say gender is a lie.
Gender is a lie.
And I live by that. Gender is a lie, man.
I mean, just look up the definition.
Okay, we're all guilty of doing this, but, like, the abusive parents. Like, okay, so, OCs. I have multiple OCs with traumatic backstories because I love that angst. But, like, I have that one character that I, like, just, like, throw all the angsty stuff on.
How much abuse they get.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, my OC hero... I gave him an eating disorder. I gave him depression. His brother is a villain.
I'm a huge Marvel fan.
He gets bullied. Yeah. He gets bullied, you know. His parents aren't abusive, but his dad is an angry Pomeranian. My Hero Academia OCs. Those are the OCs I use most in my videos now, because me and my friends roleplay with them the most. So, like, we just, like, add a whole bunch of drama because we love that stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Like, we take the innocent OC, like, my friend has, like, the purest OC. She's, like, the purest bundle of joy. And, you know, she suppresses her emotions. She's depressed, you know, but she hides it because...
Yeah, yes. I've just stopped hiding stuff. I've legit just started, like, telling all my secrets to my parents, and they're like, I did. I told them stuff that I wouldn't tell anybody, or, like, swore to myself I wouldn't tell nobody. I just, like, straight up just tell my parents everything. And then they just said, Anne, you're not innocent anymore. Like, who are you? You've changed. Who are you? I'm like, I'm still the same.
It is me.
I basically told them, I said, I'm basically the same person. I'm just becoming more open with you about my life.
Yes. I'm more open to my friends than I am with my own family. And that's I barely communicate with some of my real life friends. Because, you know, my online friends are like 10 times better.
A lot of people say that too.
Yeah. Like, online friends are the friends you get closer to.
Why do you say that?
Like, you... Because, like, I can trust my friends with my life. They tell me everything, I tell them everything. You know, they help me when I'm upset. Legit. So, one of my quote-unquote friends was making fun of me because my dog recently died. And then my other friend just, like, attacked them. So, yeah, no longer associated with them.
I mean, you shouldn't make fun of someone for a loss or... Because at that moment, it's badly affecting them. And it's Yeah.
It really hit me because it happened at the beginning of quarantine.
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm so sorry. That was traumatizing.
Yeah.
For you.
My mental health went down. Yeah. I just stopped going to online classes. I did my work, but I just didn't go to class because I didn't have the motivation. Yeah, but death really hits someone, especially if it's a pet.
Yeah.
If a dog's purpose made you cry, losing a pet will make you cry.
Yeah.
Okay, stop talking about angsty stuff. Okay, weed.
Perfect. No. Yeah, I was getting a little depressed there for a second when you kept talking about angsty stuff.
Yeah. I just love angst. Sometimes writing helps me go to sleep, so I just write scripts for stuff that I'm never gonna make. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna write this edgy stuff, make it a headcanon, but never talk about it again and never share it with the world.
Yeah.
Because that's beautiful.
I can relate a lot. I've always been a writer, ever since. I feel like I was born and just started writing from how much I love writing. A lot of stuff I can't really say to people's face, but I can just give them a letter. So
do you take an OC and then give them somewhat your life? So, and then they have all these problems that you actually had. So it's a way of venting, but at the same time it's not. Or is it just me? I'm mentally unstable.
Are you saying, is it just you? It's not. I do that a lot, actually. I do that in... It's not always bad. Stuff sometimes is positive as well. But I do that a lot. Especially with Lucifer and a little bit with Lucira. And, basically all my characters. I usually... bits and pieces of my life or... stuff I implement it in those characters, and I also get inspired by other people, other people's life, or just their character in general and how they act, or I'll make a character that similar to someone I know in real life because I'm inspired by them
because they're a beautiful human that I appreciate. Leave me alone.
One of those characters is Nick, which is a character. There's a whole backstory about that, but he's just a character I've always liked. I'm just always inspired by that character, so I put in a lot of my content. But
yeah. I just don't have OCs that I just create out of nowhere. My OCs nowadays are always from fandoms and stuff. And I don't know why. I'm trying to get rid of that habit, but
inspiration.
Ships.
Yeah.
I ship a lot. And most of my inspiration also comes from social media and TikTok and stuff like that. Sometimes I get inspired because something I'm inspired by is, disorders. I like to make OCs with disorders because they help me learn more about it. One of them being dissociative identity disorder. I've been looking into a lot of that. I just find it very interesting how the mind reacts to trauma. And it's, very interesting towards me. And plus, I have, 3 OCs with Tourette's syndrome. I have recently been diagnosed with it. Ooh, my throat just cracked. My voice just cracked. But yeah, just, giving an OC something that you can look into, it's interesting, and then your friends look into it so they can become educated.